Give me 1 second, guys. What about now? How about now? Can you guys hear me? Yes? Give me 1 second, guys. Oh, that was it. All right. Okay. Can everybody hear me now? Can everybody hear me now? Yes? No? Maybe? Yes. Okay. Now we're good. Now we're good. Facebook, let me know if you can hear me. Sorry, guys. Technical difficulties here. Okay. All right. Cool. All right. So anyway, we're talking about the Great American Trucking Show and the talent search, the Overdrive talent search, and along with the Detroit Diesel update. Sorry about that, guys. I hope you guys can hear me now. I did go on vacation there for a while. I was sick before that, and now it looks like we're back to get, well, I guess to stay now. There's nothing going on in September except until late September, which will be in Pennsylvania, but I will be here for all of September doing the podcast every Wednesday. So, all right, today we are talking about, like I said, the Gats Pride and Polish results, the Gats virtual tour thing, which happened this past week and I think wrapped up on the 28th of August. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the Overdrive talent search. They named a winner last week, and I'll show you guys who the winner was. And we're also going to talk about the YouTube updates, including all the new videos coming out, videos that that have already been posted that we want you to take a look at. We're also going to update you on the Detroit Diesel video, which will be coming out here in September. I'll have some more details about that. It'll finally get done. And we have some more merchandise, some more t-shirts and posters and stuff coming here very soon. Just a pretty action-packed show, along with a whole list of truck shows that are happening in the month of September. Some really big ones like G-Bats and the Busted Knuckle show, and some other more interesting shows that are maybe not totally related to show trucks, but might be interesting for some of you diesel heads out there. The Great Lakes Big Rig Challenge, which is happening this weekend in Ottawa, Michigan. So I have a whole list of stuff to do today, and I hope you guys will stay with me. We're also going to do a Chrome and Steel Radio t-shirt giveaway. I'm wearing our Chrome and Steel Radio t-shirts right now, and you can get one of those on our website, chromeandsteelradio.com, but we are going to give one away during the show today. All right. So before we get into the main part of the show today, let's talk about our first sponsor of the day, which is Davy Crockett TA Travel Center. The good people down at Davy Crockett TA Travel Center are located at exit 36 on I-81 in Greenville, Tennessee. Beautiful part of the country down there and very well traveled. So I'm sure that a lot of you have been through I-81 or been on I-81 through that area of the country. The people at Davy Crockett TA have started or did start their company in 1976, and it is still family owned. So it is 40-plus years of being a family-owned business, and we love that here on Chrome and Steel Radio. Family-owned businesses is what keep this country going, and we're excited to support them, and we're very glad that they support us. So, Nathan Lee, we got you. Okay. Moving on, our Davy Crockett TA Travel Center sponsor also has a Dunkin' Donuts, IHOP, and Papa John's inside of it. They also just constructed a new 4-acre parking lot. Full truck maintenance facilities, including for tires, preventative maintenance, oil changes, engine diagnostics, roadside assistance, and lube service. So very, very happy to have them on board as a sponsor. And they just added a pet area for all of you out there that are doing the traveling on the road with your pet. Please stop by exit 36 on I-81 and check out their new pet area. So if you want to check their rates on fuel and stuff like that, their website is davycrockettravelcenter.com. All right. The K100E, we have a K100, actually no E on the end of it, but we will be talking about the K100 restoration later on the show today. So let's get into our first topic, the Gats Week. Let me open up this link really quickly here. I need to get this open, and I'm going to switch my screen really quickly. Of course, there are 7 classes at the Gats show, and they did all of their competition this year via online, via the internet, obviously. And they had some really cool submissions this year that we'll go through, but they just wrapped up their voting and everything like that last week and announced their winner. So apparently there was 80 entries into the contest, multiple judges that took care of it. So yeah, here we go. In the antique class, which is one of my favorites, and I we personally have videographered, whatever, taken footage of this truck before. We actually took footage of this truck, I think, at the last GATS show, and it may have been Matt's, I can't remember, but this is a pretty common truck that you see around all over the place, and that does not take away from how beautiful it is, but CJ brings his cab over all over the place, and it is beautiful. So he has a 1984 Peterbilt 362, and it won the antique class at the Pride and Polish show. Very excited about that. I love cab overs. You guys know that. We have a K100 here, and this is something similar, a similar design to what I would like to do to our K100 here. So very excited to make ours similar, maybe not in total look, but our K100 will be something similar to CJ's. But his 362 won the antique class at the Pride and Polish show, which is very, very cool. It's also cool to know some of these people who won. So in the interior category, Matt Strotman's 2020 Kenworth W900L. If you guys look here, he has a fully custom interior. Looks very, very cool. He's got multiple tones of green and black throughout his truck. But that's your interior winner right there. Very, very cool. It looks like he's got a shifter extension and a lot of upholstery done here, some button and tuck. So very cool stuff. But he is the winner of the interior category. Moving on to limited mileage, Ray Thompson's. I believe this is called, I think it's called Guilty Pleasure or something like that, the name of this truck. I can't remember exactly. I think he's got it on the back of his sleeper. But this is basically the winner of the limited mileage truck. This is almost exclusively a show truck and does not work, I believe. But is a beautiful, absolutely beautiful truck, custom built by Davis Bros, which is down in Evansville or Owensboro, Indiana. Just an awesome truck overall, and they've done a lot of work on that truck, and they're very, very well-deserved to win that limited mileage truck category. So moving on to the working bobtail, that's a 2013 and older. Chip Bean's 2004 Peterbilt 379, driven by Mike Hall. It's a very, very classic 379 look. And this is a working truck, obviously, a working bobtail truck. Very, very cool truck. It's got the old, I believe that's the Seminole design. And just a clean-looking truck with a lot of I would say stainless. He does a lot of polished stuff on this. Painted parts right now are kind of in, but he keeps that polished look, and he also won the working bobtail 2013 and older. So congrats to him. Let me check my stuff to see if we have any questions real quick. Hello to everybody else who just joined. For the newer bobtail stuff, this is a very interesting 389 that's from Chris Keel, and he's got a really awesome paint job there. It looks like it's custom done, obviously. But very, very cool truck, and he is also the winner of the bobtail class of 2014 and up. So let's see the next one. I think this is second to last. The working combo. These are friends of ours, Daniel and Phyllis Snow. They have a 1996 Freightliner Classic XL, and they won the Great American Trucking Show working combo 2015 and older. They still run this truck all the time, and it's a beautiful truck. They keep it in great order. And the Goose, they call it the Goose, is a working truck, and it works everywhere. So definitely a very cool truck, and now it's, 24 years old, so definitely working and still going on the road. Very, very well-deserved from the Snows to get the number one place here. So working combo for the newer trucks, 2016 and newer, Don English and his 2018 Kenworth W900L. It looks like it's a breast cancer awareness truck. Very, very cool custom paint on both the trailer and the truck. It's driven by Eva Nelson, it looks like Eva's got pink lights all over the truck, and just a very, very cool rig altogether, but it is your working combo 2016 and newer. So very cool. That's all the seven winners from the Pride and Polish show. Here are some of the runners up. We've got first through third place. If you guys want to check this out, this is on, of course, overdriveonline.com. So this was their show. It finished up. I'm so glad that they still did the show. Unfortunately, they couldn't do it in person. I would have loved to go to Dallas, Texas and take care of that. But, the awesome part about, the Pride and Polish show and the Overdrive guys is that they're very, very, adept at, doing online stuff. And they were able to transfer their truck show from being an in-person show into something online to still have a really good result. So congratulations to the seven winners of the Overdrive Pride and Polish show. Congratulations to them. I've seen most of these trucks in person, and we have them all over our YouTube and other social media. So if you guys want to check out these trucks, they're all over the place. And congratulations to them. And we hope next year in 2021. I'm sure we will. We'll be back in Dallas for an in-person show. So thank you so much to Overdrive for putting this on again and not folding and not just canceling the show. So thank you so much to them. And make sure you check out Overdrive online to get more info on this. So that is the GATS week for the Pride and Polish show. We're going to talk about the talent search here in a little bit. We had a contestant, I believe he's from Tennessee. Let me check everybody in chat. Hello to everybody. Hello, Cletus. Hello, A-Dog. Hello, Walid. Hello, hello, hello. Hello, Nathan. What is E? And the E, I believe, is for E-Log. I think that's when they started doing the electronically controlled engines in the K100. The E, I believe, didn't come around until the late 90s. Ours is just a K100. The one that we're storing right now is a K100, and it's a mechanical big cam 400 Cummins. So, let's see. All right. Don't need to do that anymore. Let's do a sponsor real quick, and let me get up our next sponsor, which is, of course, our friends at rightload.com. Let me get this up. Here we are. Okay, Rightload. Rightload is the load board based around the driver. There's absolutely no broker fees, and the only thing you pay per load is $27. It doesn't matter what load it is, doesn't matter where it's coming from, doesn't matter who is taking care of it. If you go to rightload.com and you're an owner-operator or you're a company driver, you can get any load for $27 from rightload.com. They have very convenient Apple and Android apps. They're awesome because they're trying to take back the industry from a lot of the brokers who are absolutely gouging these drivers right now for pricing on loads. That's not okay. And their whole thing is we want to take back the industry from these brokers and kind of bring it back under control and give the power back to the drivers. So if you're a driver out there and you have not checked out rightload.com, please go to rightload.com and check out their awesome, awesome, awesome website that discusses everything that you need to know about their service. Matt Cain and everybody over there at Rightload are great people, and they will take care of you, or just download their app on Android or Apple. So thank you to them, rightload.com, for keeping Chrome and Steel Radio going and sponsoring our podcast. So, okay. I forgot, and I was going to tell you guys, I did not do a podcast last week or the week before that. So in order to win the Chrome and Steel Radio t-shirt, I need you guys to be active in the chat today, and we will give it away next week. So make sure you are active in the chat. Just say something. You could say hello. You could say anything, and you are entered to win in the Chrome and Steel Radio t-shirt giveaway, which we will announce on next week's show on Wednesday at noon Eastern Standard Time. And once again, the shirt that you are wearing, or the shirt that you are winning, is a Chrome and Steel Radio t-shirt. I have it on right now. It's got our logo on it. It's very cool. We have sizes, I believe, medium through 4 or 5X. So check it out. Go to chromeandsteelradio.com if you don't win one. And we do have Chrome and Steel Radio t-shirts for sale that we'll ship to you. So, okay, let's talk about the GATS talent search. Since we talked about trucks, let's talk about the guy who won the talent search. Okay. Flatbedder John Malater. John, I'm sorry if I totally butchered your last name. That's my apologies. He is the winner of the Trucker Talent Search with his original Take Me Back to Tennessee. I'm going to play a quick little bit of this. I listened to it earlier. It's pretty good. And not blow your ears out. Let's see if I can find him getting playing here before anything. So,
and then several years later, who would have thought I was a trucker? So anyway, it's called Take Me Back to Tennessee. Traveling down the road, I got too many miles to go. Waiting for the next day, I'll be home. 14 states in as many days makes me want to go. Smiling faces where I share my home. I long to hear the stories that they tell. I long to lay my head with the one that I love so. Boom, where the chilly winds don't blow. Boom, where the chilly winds don't blow.
All right, so that's a little clip from his original piece called Take Me Back to Tennessee. And John actually wrote this, from what the article says, before he was even a driver. He's just done some really good work. The reason that that I wanted to show you guys this is because I really like his style of guitar. He's very good at the guitar part. I used to play guitar very, very lightly a couple of years ago, and I just respected his guitar playing is very good, and he also has a really awesome original song. So congratulations to him, and it looks like he's going to be getting a recording session as Jay's Place in Nashville, Tennessee. And he's going to be profiled by Overdrive. So the other two finalists were Truckers Paul Colors and Freddie Fringe. I don't know either of those, but very, very cool that Overdrive does this and gives other people the opportunity to shine in the talent search. We are doing some trucking culture videos right now on the YouTube that's kind of profiling some of the old truckers, the old trucking singer-songwriters like Merle Haggard and you've got the Snowman and Jerry Reed, all the kind of stuff which we just did last month. But it's a whole subculture that I think we're slowly getting back into of the performing trucker. Just thank you to Overdrive for doing this every year and having this on. And it's an awesome program, and I'm sure John will do great things and continue to create music. So John, if you're out there, thanks so much for what you do, and we hope you have a very, very successful recording in Nashville, Tennessee. So if you guys have any questions about that, or if you want to check out the Overdrive stuff, the Overdrive GATS program, it's on their website right now, Overdrive Online. They have a lot to say. Basically, that's the Overdrive stuff. GATS had a lot of things going on, obviously, because it is GATS. Let me get this on the right screen. GATS has a lot going on in general. There's a lot of just like talks and a whole bunch of presentations that go on during GATS that they also had. That's not really my thing. I don't really want to sit through a whole bunch of talks or discussions about stuff. Most of the reasons why I go to these truck shows is for the trucks and for the music. So if you guys are interested in learning more about the Overdrive GATS stuff that was not talked about today, go to Overdrive Online. Great people over there. So that is the end of the talent search part of the show. The last sponsor that we're going to do today, we'll talk about that. And then we're going to go right into our YouTube section where we're going to talk about our future videos that we're doing, including Detroit Diesel and some of the K100 stuff. And then we'll do some trucking news and get out of here. So let's see. The sponsor for the third section today is, of course, Jack's Chrome Shop. That's us. And in case you didn't know, Jack's Chrome Shop is located here in Lafayette, Indiana. We are at exit 168 on I-65. We have thousands of truck parts in stock for Peterbilt, Kenworth, Freightliner, Mack International, and Volvo trucks. Our September sales are, we're doing $100 off Roadwork stainless steel bumpers, which is a steal. We have a lot of them that are in stock right now that are for basically $550 to $600, and they go up from there. But you get $100 off your stainless steel bumper, and we will ship it to you same day. So, it'll ship out the same day that you order it. So, we're also doing $50 off Real Wheels billet aluminum pedals. And let me see if I can get our website up real quick, and I can just show you guys this stuff. A lot of these bumpers right here I'm going to be looking at are $100 off this entire month. So for those of you who are driving any kind of truck, we have these available right now, $100 off. And these are a great value, blind mount, stainless steel, limited lifetime warranty. Really good stuff. Go to jackschromeshop.com. The billet wheels, billet pedals, my apologies, are right here. And open them up. These are our billet aluminum pedals for all different types of trucks. We have the 379, 386, 388, 389, T660, T680, whatever, Kenworth, Peterbilt, the whole thing. We have Freightliner options as well. They're all in stock, and they are $50 off this month. So get a hold of us. Our website, again, is jackschromeshop.com, or give us a call at 765-476-1194. The last thing that we're going to talk about today that's important is the YouTube, and then we'll do trucking news. Not that that's not important, but the YouTube, I know a lot of you guys out there are here for the YouTube. I have a big list of things that we want to go through today. So the first thing is this coming Friday, we're doing a whole episode of the trucking culture. This will be our fifth episode of trucking culture, which will be released on Patreon only. If you guys don't know, we have a Patreon page that's just for our Chrome show, and we do that just because our YouTube is now totally a separate operation from our shop. It does advertise for it, but the YouTube itself is its own operation. It makes its own revenue, and it does its own merch and all that kind of stuff. So we've kind of separated that off. We do our own production over there, And that's why we have a Patreon, so that people can come engage with us and we can engage with you guys on a more personal level. So if you would like to learn more about our Patreon program, go to patreon.com/jackschromeshow. If you join the Patreon, you can get the next Trucking Culture episode, which is episode 5, where we are talking only about Merle Haggard, which we discussed earlier on the show. Merle Haggard is obviously a very, very famous old country musician, and we are doing an entire biopic on him called Trucking Culture Merle Haggard, and that's going to be on Patreon, like I said, this coming Friday. We're going to put a teaser out on the YouTube, so you guys need to watch that if you want to know what it's all about. And then it will be released for the YouTube community next Friday. Not this coming Friday, but next Friday. So if you guys like Merle Haggard, if you guys like old country, we're going to be doing, like I said, a biopic on him. Go to the Patreon. The K100 episode will be coming out next Monday. And we've already started tearing down the truck. We've got the headlights out. We're taking some stuff out today. We're doing trim. We're getting WD-40 all over the place because that truck is rusty as heck. And it's going to take quite a lot of work to get some of these parts out. So we're taking the ladders off today, I think, and we're getting the tanks off, the straps off the tanks, and we're slowly getting there. We have a lot of other stuff that we need to work on right now, but we're getting some time here to actually work on that truck. So we're going to do a whole video about that. We're shooting that this week, and it's going to come out next Monday. As you guys know, we're on a Monday, Wednesday, Friday schedule now, but that will be coming out next Monday. So if you guys are interested in the K100 restoration, Monday, Jack's Chrome Shop YouTube, that will be released. A past video that we got that we think you guys will like, and maybe some of you have already watched, is the Hendrickson truck history. I did not personally do this video. Maddie produced this one, and she released it Monday of this week, and it's doing really well. So if you guys ever wondered about Hendrickson trucks or Pacific trucks, which we did last week also, a lot of our YouTube audience has been asking about those two trucks, and now we have history videos for both of them on the Jack's Chrome Shop YouTube. So if you guys want to check those out, like I said, Jack's Chrome Shop YouTube, make sure you're subscribed. We just hit 31,000 subscribers, so should be a good time. Detroit Diesel. That is why a lot of you are here. Okay. So as many of you know, we did the Diesel history videos. We did both Cummins and Caterpillar, and very, very well received by everyone. We really, really enjoyed doing those videos. And then we started doing the Detroit Diesel video, and we did not realize what we were getting ourselves into. Detroit Diesel has a lot of history and a lot of history that is not very well documented. So we've had a really hard struggle putting together this video. It's already, I believe, 15 or 16 minutes long as it is. And it's just been really giving us a hard time. We were supposed to release it, I believe, last year around November or December as a Christmas gift. And we just never got the time to finish the project. So we are working on the project right now. Detroit Diesel will be released by the end of September. I have it up on my other computer right now, and it's going to be worked on. We're going to get that done and released by the end of September. I promise it has to be done. We're very excited about it. It is a monumental project, and so we really hope that you guys like it. If you guys have any questions about the Detroit Diesel project, let me know. If there's anything that you'd like to know about the project going into it, just let me know. There's a lot of suggestions that people have given us, but we're very excited to put that out because we don't know of any other Detroit Diesel history pieces of content, either video or written or whatever, that have actually detailed the history of Detroit Diesel. So we're very excited to put that out because we think it's going to be an industry first. And yeah, so stay patient. It'll be probably the third or fourth week of September here. It is only the second. I have it about halfway done right now, and I'm working. I have most of the content collected, but I just need to get the rest of it done. So that's what I have to say about Detroit Diesel. Like I said, if you guys have any questions about it, I know that there have been an ungodly amount of people who have asked about the Detroit Diesel video. It is coming by the end of September, and I'm finally excited to get that off my back and get back to producing videos that make me happy. Like I said, it's not that the Detroit Diesel video is particularly difficult or anything, but it is an undertaking. So very, very happy to have that coming out later in September. Let me look at the chat real quick. Yeah, I like you guys. Thanks for doing Hendrickson. Absolutely, no problem, man. And we did Brockway as well, absolutely. We're going to be doing Diamond Rio here soon. We've been getting a lot of requests for Diamond Rio. That'll be coming up here soon, but it's probably not going to be until October. So, yes, Mark with Trucking Answers. I'm not aware of him. WD-40 has another name. yes, it does. We bought a gallon or something like that of WD-40 a couple weeks ago, and we have used quite a bit of it on this K100. So she's rusty, she's crusty, but we are slowly getting through it. We're slowly tearing her apart when we have time. It's just a pretty extensive process to take I guess it's 1984, whatever, 36-year-old truck, and kind of bring it back to life. So it's coming, and that K100 video, like I said, will be out next Monday. It's going to be a total process, but it is what it is. So, all right, so that's Detroit Diesel. That's K100. Merchandise coming out here soon. We are doing new shirts for both the shop. So you'll have a new Jack's Chrome Shop shirt that'll have our new logo and everything on it. And then we're also going to be doing a YouTube exclusive shirt, which is going to be probably on truck history of some kind. So we'll be creating new merchandise, including posters and shirts, and we'll also have hats and hoodies before the end of the year. They're going to be great gifts for the Christmas time, and we hope you guys will check them out. All of our merch, by the way, is on jackschromeshop.com in the apparel section. But yeah, so t-shirts, if you guys have any suggestions that you'd like to see, we are going to be doing more t-shirts for the YouTube and also for the shop. We're hoping to do 4 shirts a year, so 1 a quarter. And they'll be along the lines of all of our YouTube series. We're going to do one on 100 years of trucking. We're going to do one on truck history. We'll do one on trucking culture. So we're definitely going to have shirts that are coming out here soon that we hope you guys like. And we'll probably put up a whole shop on our show website so that you guys can go to there without having to be berated by truck part ads. So merchandise coming soon. Let us know if you want our current t-shirts on Chrome and Steer Radio or Jack's Chrome Shop. We have them right now in stock, ready to ship. And we also have posters. So we just finished our third poster. We do truck posters. They're 11 by 17. Actually, I have one right here. We have 11 by 17 truck posters. They are right here. I don't know if you can see this. They're very, very nice. They're on very, very nice photo paper. Our poster paper, instead of just having them be on just regular paper. These are very nice 11 by 17. If you want one, you can get one every single month. We will ship you one every single month. If you join the Patreon poster club, once again, that's patreon.com/jackschromeshow. Or you can go onto our website, jackschromeshop.com, and buy them individually. I believe they're $15 in free shipping. So up to you guys, but we love the posters. We've had some really good response with them, and multiple people join our poster club. So we'll be releasing a new one every month. I believe our new one should be coming here in the mail anytime now, and we're going to ship that directly to you guys. So love it, love it, love it. That is our YouTube update. If you guys have any questions about the YouTube, please let us know now. It is time for the Q&A. If you guys have questions, I'm going to do the trucking news, but I will answer questions in the meantime. So anything about the YouTube, anything about our operation, our shop, our K100, whatever, put it in the chat right now. I'm going to answer it after we get done with our trucking news section, and then we'll get out of here, and I got to get back to work and build some trucks. So in the trucking news category, we'll get through this real quick so I don't waste too much of your guys' time. The Shell Rotella show, which is upcoming, well, it's currently going on as of right now. I believe, let me get the dates all correct. I don't want to tell you guys wrong. It is, yes, the entries for the Shell Rotella show were August 10th through the 21st, and then the judging is currently going on right now. It started the 24th of August, and it ends on September 4th. So they'll be awarding the winners on September 14th through the 18th. Many of you guys know that Shell Rotella Super Rigs is one of the biggest truck shows in the world, and definitely in this country for sure, definitely in the U.S. But there's quite a few trucks that are currently in the show. But if you guys get a chance, go to Super Rigs, the Super Rigs show. I can't remember what the website is. I believe it's shellrotella.com. But there's a whole voting system there where you can click on your favorite truck and vote for them. So if you guys want to be a part of the show, if you want to pick the winners of the Shell Rotella Super Rig show, please go to their website. And I'm going to make sure this is right. Shell Rotella show, Super Rigs. I should have had this up. Sorry, guys. It is rotella.shell.com. If you go there and sure, accept. This is it right here. And you can vote on here. Let me see if they have it all of them up. Yeah. Okay. If you want to go to the Shell Rotella website, you can vote for your favorite truck on here. There's quite a few of them, but make sure you vote before the 4th of September because it's when it ends. I believe that's Friday. So make sure you do that. Big deal right there. And they also go in the calendar, which is also a big deal. That'll be all over the place, the Shell Rotella calendar. So I know a lot of people that are in this show, and many of you show guys out there probably do as well. But go vote, and go vote by Friday. So that's the first bit of news I have. Let's see what else. That's right. Three major trucking companies subscribe to self-driving truck service. I had to mention this because there's another article that I have up that we're going to talk about in a couple minutes that kind of all circle in on the same topic of self-driving trucks and the future of trucking. So on Tuesday, San Francisco-based self-driving truck tech company Ike, or IKE, I don't know, announced that three major U.S. trucking companies had entered into their Powered by Ike customer program, which would be Ryder, DHL, and NFI. And it says that these three fleets, along with several others that the company did not name, have reserved their 1,000 Class 8 tractors with Level 4 automation. And if my memory serves me correct, Level 4 automation is basically hands-off. The driver just has to be there. I could be wrong about that. Someone correct me if I am. But this is a big Ryder is actually really big around us here in Indiana. But that's really a big deal. Self-driving trucks. It looks like we are slowly getting towards that. I'm really hoping that this is, quite honestly, I hope this is a total and absolute failure because I don't think we are prepared technologically in order to do that. But we'll see. We've seen a lot of other self-driving truck technologies come by in the past, 5 years, and they've been kind of lackluster. This is kind of another one of those, and I would expect to see some kind of updates on this in a couple months and see where we're at. But a lot of drivers have been feeling this kind of shift in the industry towards self-driving technology and automation and stuff like that, and this is just another step in that direction. So we'll see where it goes. We're going to keep you guys updated if we see something more on this company and what we're going to see from them, and also the other three companies or trucking companies, Ryder, DHL, and NFI. If we see anything else from them, we'll let you know. But that kind of segues us into our next article, which is, and I thought this was pretty funny, a Russian hacker arrested for attempting to bribe Tesla worker into installing malware. So a lot of things that people don't really totally understand about computers, and that's something that I think I bring a lot to the table when it comes to, because I'm a millennial, is the impact of computers on trucking and a lot of industries. With a mechanical truck, a lot of the older stuff, obviously there's no computers, there's nothing to worry about there, and it's a lot easier for trucks to just get on the road, you go, you put it in gear, you take off, you're good to go. A lot of these more technologically advanced trucks, and we just talked about automation, computers can be corrupted easily, man. You can get malware. You can get a whole bunch of stuff in your system really, really easily. So the security of a truck systems is going to be absolutely vital, because if someone like a Russian hacker tries to put malware into an automated truck or a Tesla or something like that, we could see a lot of damage, some deaths and stuff like that. So, and that could be just for one truck. We don't know what would happen if it happened to an entire system of automated trucks or an entire system of Tesla trucks. So, have to be really careful about that. And this is one of the reasons why I'm kind of hesitant to say, automated trucks are right around the corner. We're going to be seeing them tomorrow. It's just, I don't think it's going to happen just because of these security reasons. And also the efficiency of these trucks is not where they need to be. A lot of the Tesla trucks that were coming out, a lot of the other, like even Nikola and all these other trucks had a proclaimed, something, something, something mile, 750 miles, whatever range. And it turns out to be 300 or 250 or whatever. And I think obviously these people are trying to sell trucks. They're trying to sell their product, but I think they're getting ahead of themselves when it comes to their performance claims, and then they always have to backtrack it later. So I thought this was funny and just kind of a complete opposite side of the automated truck spectrum. So we'll see how that goes, and I'll keep you updated on the Tesla stuff. But I just thought it was funny because everyone thinks automated trucks is going to come, or they're going to be right around the corner, but I think they're a little bit farther off than we think they are. So that right there is the section of the show that's the trucking news. Let's take some questions really quickly. Acetone and automatic trans fluid for rusty bolts. I've heard of a lot of different stuff. I've heard of also like fuel and water. People have used that, and they also kill weeds with that, apparently. Yeah, when I hear about self-driving trucks, I think of Maxim Overdrive. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it just seems there's a big push in the industry, obviously, to go towards that. Everyone wants to talk about that, about the cost savings, and that's what everything's going to, the new Tesla cars and Tesla this and automated this and automated that. But like, it's a little bit different when it, you know, passenger cars are one thing. You know, an entire logistics system is totally different. You know what I mean? Getting one or two or three or four people in a car from one place to another is one thing, you know, because you just park and you get out and then you're good to go. But when you have a 80,000 pound truck and you have to have it be reliable, efficient, and all these kinds of things, it becomes much more difficult in order to implement that system effectively with at least our infrastructure right now. So we'll see, man. We'll see. I don't think we're going to see it anytime soon where we're going to see widespread automated trucks all over the place, or even Tesla trucks. They'll probably come out, but I think they're going to be similar to the Tesla cars as of right now. You know, you see a couple on the road. They're kind of interesting and you know, good for them. But I don't think it's going to be like I don't think you're going to see Tesla trucks like the Cascadia all over the place. It's just probably not going to happen. Anyway, that's our news section. If anybody has any more questions, I'm going to finish up the show really quickly. If you have a question, get it in now. Otherwise, you'll have to wait until next Wednesday at noon Eastern to watch the show. Like I said, make sure you're active in the chat today, because you will be entered to win a Chrome & Steel Radio t-shirt that we'll ship to you for free on next week's show. So go ahead and be active in the chat and you get a free t-shirt. SD Kins says, great channel, lots of information. I really appreciate that, man. We try really hard to be informational and also entertaining at the same time. Sometimes we don't always do that, but we're trying very hard. So George Wilson says, it will be another 70 to 100 years before these trucks come to the norm. I don't know if it'll be that long. I would say probably 10 plus would be a safe. I think we'll see automated trucks on the road in 10 years, but I don't think they'll be widespread. So I think 10 years is probably a good bet. I think we'll see probably widespread use of automated trucks, or at least the Tesla truck, in probably 15 to 20 years. I think they'll have another generation to kind of redo their automation and make it better and get the GPS down, get the batteries better efficient or more efficient, just from testing, and they'll work out a lot of the kinks. So as many of you know out there, when people release cars, or when companies release cars or vehicles of any kind, the first generation is always crap. And so it does take some time to weed out all of the problems and all of the really, you know, the development stuff that people don't catch during development. So any more questions? Otherwise, I'm going on to finish the rest of our plugs and sponsors and just go through some stuff. Put it in the chat now if you have it. Sponsors, of course, this week for the show and for all of Chrome & Steel Radio are Davy Crockett TA Travel Center, exit 36 on I-81 in Greenville, Tennessee, rightload.com, no brokers, no broker fees. Take back your industry today with rightload.com. And of course, last but not least, is jackschromeshop.com. We have bumper stacks, visors, and premium steering wheels that are all on our website right now. And we have some killer deals on bumpers, steering wheels, and what was the last thing? Oh yeah, it was billet aluminum pedals that are going on in September. Those sales start today. So make sure you check out jackschromeshop.com. Besides that, for our Chrome & Steel Radio people out there that are watching on the Facebook and some of our other platforms, or the audio platform out there, go to chromeandsteelradio.com and you can purchase one of these Chrome & Steel Radio t-shirts that I have on right now. It has our really cool logo. Otherwise, you can just wait in the chat and win a free one during the podcast. But chromeandsteelradio.com, we're updating that this week. So if you guys want to check out some of the new information and new shows that are on there, please do that. Bill Weaver's entire album collection is on chromeandsteelradio.com, as well as Hope Zavara's, our friend Hope. She has her Mother Trucker Pain Relief Cream. It's some of the best pain relief cream that I've ever used. I know a lot of you out there are in pain from driving or just everyday life. Check it out. It is a steal, and also it is fantastic and smells great. So the last thing, we have our posters. Like I said, Jack's Chrome Shop posters are on chromeandsteelradio.com as well. Very happy to have them on there. And then one thing that we are really pushing heavily this month in September is our podcast, or our audio format is on, let's see, it's on everything basically. The platform that we use is Anchor. And anchor.com. If you go to anchor.com and look up Chrome and Steel Radio, you can find us on there. We are also on Apple Podcasts. I know a lot of you guys use Apple Podcasts while you're driving, but go to Apple Podcasts, look up Chrome and Steel Radio. We're on there. Spotify as well. Spotify is getting huge with Joe Rogan transferring over there. So Spotify also has us on there, and we have a whole bunch of episodes that we're uploading this week. So we're going to be doing a lot of uploading here of some of the past shows, but we are very, very excited to do that. So make sure you check out the audio version. A lot of you drive all over the country, obviously, and watching a YouTube video is not ideal for safety. So go ahead and listen to us if you can. Other than that, that's the end of the show. Make sure you check out the rest of the shows on the Chrome and Steel Radio Network. We have A Daily Dose of Hope, which is tomorrow, Thursdays at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard. Bull Holland BS, hosted by Jerry Novak, is every Monday at 9 p.m. It's not 9 p.m., it's 8 p.m., sorry, Eastern Standard Time. Out on the Road with Bill Weaver. He does live performances whenever he can. Most of the time it's on Wednesdays. And, of course, our show will be live next week, Wednesday, at noon Eastern Standard Time. So thank you guys so much for watching. Make sure you check out rightload.com, Davy Crockett Travel Center.com. That's a long one. JacksChromeShop.com and Chrome and Steel Radio. That's the show, episode number 33. Can't wait to release the Detroit video for you guys. Hope you guys check that out when it comes out. That's the show, and we will see you next week at noon. See ya.